get that, and it was, if you want a little bright spot in your day, there you go, talking about the recovery. But I don't know how many folks realize it, but today, actually, even though it's Wednesday, is the anniversary of the 1987 Black Monday market crash. You folks might remember that. That's when the Dow dropped over 500 points, causing a huge panic.
When 500 was a big number.
When 500 was a big number. You're right. Now, that's something interesting. But basically, there are analysts out there that are saying, you know, there are people that are going, oh, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. They're saying, don't keep comparing what happened in 1987 to today. You know, I'm trying to think who it was that came out and wrote an article yesterday that was mentioned on the show. And it was just talking about the market. Oh, the market's going to crash. Well, yeah, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next year. But eventually, what goes up comes down because it is somewhat of a cycle. But so now, if the market dropped 500 points today, how would you handle it? And how surprised would you be?
Well, I personally don't expect it. So I'm not sure exactly what I would do. Since I don't have any stop loss orders out there, I wouldn't automatically sell things. I don't like to use stop loss orders because somebody will come along and take you out when you don't want it. Usually when there's a major disruption like that, the first thing I try to do is, well, I call up my buddies and say, hey, what's going on? Like everybody else. No. The first thing I try to do is see, is there a real fundamental cause? Or is this, you know, just a rumor that the spacemen have landed and abducted somebody? And if there's a real fundamental cause, if there's something, you know, every major bank is closed or, you know, something on that level, then I might respond by saying, okay, I'm getting out. But in general, you're better off to wait through the first big downdraft. And there's always going to be a bounce back because that sort of ambition and aggressiveness is natural in human beings. And there are always people out there looking for something that's a deal. And it's going to look like a deal after a big bounce, after a big drop. So typically, if you do want to get out, even if there is a real fundamental cause, there's going to be a little bounce in the next few days.
So you don't think what happened on, you know, Black Friday, Black Monday in 1987
today? I remember that. I was in mutual funds at the time.
Wow. Ouch.
And I had a real job. I had an actual sales job at the time and was working, and I was not happy. But no, I don't think it's going to happen again, and here's why. You look at the two recent crashes, and this is my theory, it's just a theory.
Okay.
The 2000 and 2008, and these were both crashes where I was living off my investments at the time and managing my own money and watching things closely, and in both of them I made it through it fine. Some good reasons, some bad. Actually, in 2008, we were kind of lucky because the hurricane hit Houston at that time, and I lost power for several weeks. And I said, well, you know, this lack of power is a problem. I think I'm going to sell everything and get out of the market and just, you know, sort of deal with the stuff I got to deal with. So it was a little bit of luck in that. I would like to tell you, I saw
it. If there wasn't a hurricane, you would have.
I might have suffered a little more, but I didn't suffer much at all. But anyway, here's what I think, and this is just a high-end theory. There are two elements in common between 2000 and 2008. Two things that I think, high-end things. And the first thing, in both cases, there was a magic sector. In 2000, it was technology.
Right.
In 2008, it was real estate. Anybody can buy a house and get rich. Or anybody can buy Cisco and get rich. Or Pets.com or whatever the hot thing was. So there was magic. And all you had to do was buy it. And that brought in a lot of casual, inexperienced investors. So that's one element. The other element was there was a lot of leverage in the system. In 2000, a lot of those tech stocks were bought on margin. Mm-hmm. When the margin calls hit, oh, man, everything got sold. And in 2008, there was tons of leverage from all of the bonds that were made of the bad mortgages. There were bonds that were leveraged and double leveraged and triple leveraged. And, I mean, so all it had to do was just the underlying asset, the house, that supported the bonds and the bond structures and the things that have been sold on top of the bond structures. All you had to do was tweak the bottom of that pyramid and the whole thing
And the
fell.
Whole thing, it was like playing Jenga. You know, you pull out the wrong little,
piece and, bonk.
And the
so
whole thing falls.
None of those two, I think, are in place now. Mm-hmm. Because the advance that we've had, number one, has been a broad-based advance. There's not a magic sector. There's lots of things that have worked over the last several years. So that's one thing. And two, there's not a lot of leverage. In fact, we were just talking about that chart of all the cash that's
right,
around.
Right, how cash it seems like they're at an all-time high.
People have cash on the sidelines earning a half a percent or less. There is so much cash out there that I view that as an optimistic sign, because where's that cash going to go? They're not all going to buy, you know, cat treats and stuff with it. They're going to eventually invest it in some way. So cash is moving to close to an all-time high right now. So,
or at least portions. It seems like everybody's got a portion. Even Charles Sizemore was on yesterday, and I was asking him, because he manages portfolios for us and our clients. And he was saying, I asked him kind of what he was doing, and he said he was sort of, you know, looking at things, seeing where he could lighten up a little bit. He's not doing anything super drastic, but he's lightening up and building up a little cash for to make, you know, when that special buying opportunity comes around.
There's been so much negativity about this bull market, so much negativity about this long advance that we've had off the bottom, and I see that as a good sign. People are not overly optimistic. They're not all the way in the bubble bath yet. So I think we're all right.
Do you see? We've had some people on that said that they think that there will be a nice rally by the end of the year.
I think there will be a rally by the end of the year, because a lot of the major fund managers are behind the major averages, which we can talk about in terms of ETFs and stuff and competing with ETFs. They're behind. What are you going to do when they're behind? They're going to take risks between now and the end of the year. So I think there's probably some good times coming, no matter who wins the darned election. Or even if they cancel it, it doesn't matter.
I know. It's almost like is there option A, B, C, other?
Even if Bernie won, if a communist won, it would still rally.
Folks, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we are going to have the opening bells, and we're going to talk a little bit more about those ETF funds and what they're doing to stock picking these days. We'll be right back after these important messages.